Now to your letters, all about one story in particular. We recently told you about a billboard campaign launched by the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. It features the image of an overweight woman squeezing her ample leg with the message, "Your thighs on cheese." Dr. Neil Barnard, a vegan who eschews eating any animal products, including cheese, leads the group.
It's very high in cholesterol. Ounce per ounce, about the same as any steak you can find, and surprisingly high in sodium. So how often do you want to eat such an unhealthy food? I would argue never.
Well, many of you would argue otherwise. There was a distinct theme to your letters about our story, a theme best summed up by this old commercial jingle.
Cheese, glorious cheese.
So sumptuous and luscious.
Seldon Deemer of Atlanta was actually preparing a cheese-free dinner while listening to our report, but he writes, "It compelled me to open the refrigerator, pull out a block of Dutch Gouda, and slice off several pieces. Mmm, cheese."
Several more of you complained about Dr. Barnard's hardline no-cheese stance. Lee Burdett of Altamont Springs, Florida, called it, quote, "just one more foolish display of the self-righteous and misguided vegan agenda." She goes on to say, "High school human biology textbooks demonstrate how our bones, cells, hormones, and many other bodily functions depend on saturated fat."
Mrs. Burdett concludes, "Why doesn't Dr. Barnard spend his ad money to educate about the dangers of giving kids a constant supply of artificially colored and flavored sugary candy and soda, and leave the real foods, like cheese, alone?"
Indeed, from the look of our inbox, the cheese does not stand alone. Bill Jackson of Canby, Oregon writes, "Touch my cheddar and you will pull back a stump."
Duly noted, Mr. Jackson. And everyone who wrote in, we do not want to take your cheese. We just want your letters. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us.
This is NPR News.